With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Ongoing search and rescue efforts continue in Texas, where floodwaters have killed at least 82 people. Officials say the effort will continue until all are located. In the meantime, Texas officials are asking all Americans to pray for the families who have lost loved ones, and prayers also for those on search and rescue teams. And those wishing to help in the disaster rescue effort can make donations at SalvationArmyTexas.org, SalvationArmyTexas.org. National Weather Service meteorologist Jason Runyon in Texas says the region is prone to flash flooding.
This region of the country is one of the leaders in flash flood fatalities due to the topography in this region. We have seen some cases like this of some high-impact catastrophic flooding. It's rare when it happens, but it's very high impact when it does.
President Trump willing to let migrant laborers stay in the U.S. under certain circumstances.
The president often boasts of implementing America's biggest deportation campaign, but over the past few weeks, he suggested going easier on farm workers and those employed in the hotel and hospitality industry. On Thursday night in Iowa, the president said he was willing to let migrant laborers stay in the country if the farmers they work for will vouch for them. Farmers have complained to the administration that deporting workers will have a negative economic impact. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is back in the U.S. today. He'll be at the White House for talks with President Trump. OPEC, Alliance of Oil Exporting Countries, will boost production by 548,000 barrels per day in August. It's a move that could further reduce gas prices and have an effect on the oil industry. The group that includes Saudi Arabia and Russia made that decision at a virtual meeting Saturday. This is SRN News. The battle over transgenderism comes to India. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The highest court in the state of Andhra Pradesh has ruled that men who are living as women are women when it comes to the application of the law. India is divided into 36 states, and Andhra Pradesh is the seventh largest. Homosexual activity is generally frowned upon in India, and gay marriage is not legal. But the country has a large LGBT activist community, and they hope to capitalize on this court decision to spread transgenderism nationwide. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
University of Pennsylvania has changed three female athletic records set by swimmer Will Thomas, a man posing as a woman. The school says it will also apologize to female athletes. It says were disadvantaged by Thomas's participation on the women's swimming team. The moves are part of a resolution of a federal civil rights case that found the school violated the rights of female athletes. This is SRN News. If you're at risk for hurricanes, forecasters say now's the time to get ready. Bob Agnew has more.
Forecasters are expecting another unusually busy season for the Atlantic, with predictions calling for 6 to 10 hurricanes, with up to half reaching major status. But emergency management officials say the stress can be reduced by preparing ahead of time. Preparations include tidying up outside your home to remove debris and items that might fly around in the event of a storm. And the experts say every family should have an emergency kit with supplies to meet their basic needs. Bob Agnew reporting.
Tax credits for electric vehicles will expire September 30th under the sweeping spending bill passed this week by Congress. That includes the $7,500 credit for buying or leasing a new electric vehicle and the $4,000 credit for used EVs. A Harvard analysis estimated any of the credits will save the government about $170 billion over a decade. More details at SRNNews.com.